Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. This is your pastor, Pastor Ola Spalding, with the Anointed Word International Ministries. I pray that you're blessed. I pray that the Lord has blessed you and yours this coming week, and I pray, praise God, that you are able, praise God, to receive what the Lord has for you and for yours. I thank God, praise God, for allowing me once again to be able to come into your homes to give you the Word of God. As we have stated before, time and time, that the Word of God does not change, and the Word of God stays the same. Amen. And praise God, we thank God today, praise God, for those that are listening, that do not know the Lord and the pardon of their sins, that they will realize, praise God, and recognize that Jesus is coming back. He's coming back, ready or not, he's coming back. And we pray, praise God, that those that will hear the Word today will find in their heart to accept him as their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's not a hard thing to do. It's just something that you're willing to do, to give in and tell God thank you. Tell God that you need a Savior in your life. He will come in and sit with you and you with him. He will be your God and you will be his people. I thank God for that today. Invite him in today that he may know that you are his and that you may know that you belong to him. Amen. And today, praise God, we're going to come to your front once again. We've been talking about, praise God, the enemy. Because we know that the enemy do exist. Do not let anyone tell you that the devil does not exist. He does exist. He does exist, my friend. He exists because he's real. Amen. And today, praise God, we're going to talk about a word today, praise God. And the word today is called, you must be equipped to give the devil a beatdown. Yes, you must be equipped to give Satan a beatdown. And what do you mean by that? You must be, praise God, willing, praise God, and know the word of God, that you may know, praise God, that regardless of how the enemy come after you or come to you, that you're able to use the word of God to defeat his very purpose. Praise God. As I stated to you time and time again, the devil doesn't love you. He don't love your family. He don't care nothing about your children. He don't care nothing about your husband. He don't care how much money you have, how educated you are, what car you drive, where you live, how you look. He do not care. What he knew is this. He only desired, praise God, he comes for three things, and those three things is to kill, devour, and be destroyed. That's what he comes for. Because, praise God, the devil will use you, and then he will kill you, because he don't care nothing about anybody. He's all out for himself. But here, praise God, we want to tell you today, praise God, how you could be able to give the devil a beatdown. But you can't give the devil a beatdown with just the words that you speak. You must be able to use the word of God against the enemy. As I said to you before, you must understand that the devil is not just somebody that's green about anything when it comes to the word of God. Because the devil once was with him. He was one that was of his company. He was one of his leading angels in heaven. So the devil knows the word. But today, praise God, in this world we are in a constant battle with Satan. Yes, yes, we're in a constant battle. I've heard people say, well, don't worry about the devil. Don't give him no praise. So listen to me carefully. You need to know the enemy. You need to know what he's about, where he is, how he comes, how will he come, what does he do when he comes. You need to know all of these things. But we are not alone because we have the Holy Spirit. When you are a child of God, you are equipped with the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit is your ammunition against the enemy himself. But see, in this spirit world, nothing is more important than letting the Holy Spirit equip you and empower you to serve God, because that is your ammunition. And to take advantage of the Holy Spirit and his ministry in our lives, we need to answer six questions. Now, these six questions I'm going to bring to you, praise God, that you may be able to know that you got the ammunition to beat the devil down. That's right. I didn't say shake him off. I said beat him down. Amen. Who is the Holy Spirit? When do we receive the Holy Spirit? What does he do in my life or our lives? How can I be filled with the Holy Spirit? What is the fruit of the Holy Spirit? And how can I find and develop my spiritual gifts? You see, praise God, one thing about the men of God, men, praise God, when they go to the war to fight for the army, for Uncle Sam, he knows what their expertise is, and this is how he equipped them to be able to face the enemy. And this is why, praise God, we need to know what is in the Word of God and how we can use the Word of God to face the devil himself. Amen. First of all, we need to find out who is the Holy Spirit. That's what I said, who. Is a he. It's a who. The Holy Spirit is God, the agent of power. Yes, he is God, the agent of power. And he has the power behind the creation of the world because he created it in Genesis 1 and 2. And also, what do we read about Jesus in his conception in Luke 1 and 35? He said the Holy Spirit came upon Virgin Mary, and she conceived and gave birth to who? To Jesus, to Jesus Christ. That's what the Holy Spirit is. Because who is the Holy Spirit? It is the power, and he's the agent of God. Yes. And then he says, not only did the Holy Spirit conceive in Jesus in Mary's womb, but he also empowered Jesus to preach and to perform miracles in Luke 4:18 and 19. He does the same for us in that he is God's agent of power to equip and empower us to do the will of God in this world and to defeat the enemy. Amen. Okay? But the Holy Spirit is much more than just God's agent of power. Yes, yes. He's just not just that. He's more than that. He is not just some impersonator force because he is a person, not in it. No, he's not in it. He is the third person of the Trinity. Mm-hmm. When we talked about the Trinity last week, we said a Trinity, we are all Trinity. Yes, because we are three in one. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. And therefore, it is God. Now, when Ananias and Sapphira sold their possession, and they claimed to Peter that they had gave all the money, they lied, that's what they did, to the church. But they didn't. Then what do we read in Acts 5:3 and 4. Peter told Ananias that Satan had filled his heart, see, and he had lied to the Holy Ghost. He didn't lie to the pastor. He didn't lie to the preacher. He didn't lie to you. He lied to the Holy Ghost. And then he said, you have lied to men, not to men, but to who? But to God. You didn't lie to a man. You lied to God. And he had to pay the consequence. He had to pay for that lie that he told. Now, Peter says in verse 3, they had lied to the Holy Spirit. In verse 4, he said they had lied to God, which is correct of both, because the Holy Spirit is God. He is the third person of the Holy Trinity. Amen. Jesus said, I am the Father. I am the Father. We are one. In John 10 and 30. Jesus also told his disciples concerning, praise God, that the Holy Spirit, he lives with you and will be in you. But he can only be in you when you have what? Dedicated your life to the Holy Spirit, to the Lord himself. And then in John 4 and 20, then Jesus said, he said, and he revealed it to me in John 20, he said that Jesus is the Father and we are in Jesus. So Jesus is the Father, we are Jesus, and Jesus is in us. Yes, we're not gods. Like some people say, we are gods. No, you're not a god. You're not a god. You are a spirit being. And you are a spirit being because of Jesus Christ himself. Amen. So Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit is in you, and you in him, the Holy Spirit is Jesus. He is Jesus. Okay? When do we receive the Holy Spirit? To answer that question, we must understand what happens. When we are saved. Yes, I said saved. You see, many times, praise God, many human beings today, they're walking around as dead men walking. Because they have not the Spirit of God. If you have not the Spirit of God, then you none of his. Sorry to let you know that, but it's true. It is what it is. You have not the Spirit of God in you. You are a dead man walking. Amen. Then he says this, praise the Lord. He says, understand. And he says, what happens when we are saved? When a person becomes a Christian, an inner spiritual transformation takes place. Okay? You still the same person, but you've taken on a transformation. And he tells us that in 2 Corinthians 5:17. If I am in Christ, I am a new creature. My old life is gone. And I have a new one that has come. Old things are passed away. You know, the new things I do now is because of Christ. At that instant, we're saved. The Holy Spirit takes over the residence in our hearts, and he becomes what? Our temple. This is why I have to try to tell people all the time, you talking about the church. What church? The building you go to is not your church. Your body, you are the church. Your temple, not the building. Not the building they're building with the glazed stained glass windows and the beautiful crisp chairs and the plush carpet. That is not your temple. You are the temple of Jesus Christ. So we need to know that, because the Bible says, when I come back, I'm coming back for a church without spots or wrinkles. He could not be talking about the church itself, because some things I see that people have Jesus Christ's name on it is just shameful, because that is not his building. You are. Amen. Okay. Then it says, what does he do in our lives? What does he do in our lives? It was Jesus' ministry to accomplish salvation for us. He died for us. He did this through his sinless life, his death, his burial, his resurrection, and his ascension. When Jesus' ministry ended, the ministry of the Holy Spirit began, because he had to lead, that he may lead the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost he left for us, for me and for you. These things include the six things. He left those things for us. He gives us knowledge. And how does Jesus reveal this in John 4:14 and 26? How does he reveal that? He said the Holy Spirit will teach us all things and will remind us of everything Jesus said to us. You must be able to be equipped with the Holy Ghost, praise God, to be able to give the devil a beat down, because nothing moves the devil but the word of God. For the Bible said that he believes and he trembles, because he knows the word. He believes. He knows the truth. He knows the truth, but he just can't live the truth. See, the devil is not somebody that don't know the word of God. And many people, many saints of God, most of all, feel that he don't know. Excuse me, my friend. He does. He knows the book. He knows the word of God. This is why he can always come and manipulate you, because he knows you do not. He knows the word of God. There's no secret to him. He just can't live it. Amen? He just can't live the word of God. And he says he empowers us. As Jesus was about to ascend back into heaven, what did he tell his disciples? What did he say to his disciples? He's getting ready to go back up. What did he say? He said they would receive power. What power? When the Holy Ghost comes on them, and they will be witnesses. Power means to extend upon, mean the Holy Ghost comes upon you. See, one thing about the Holy Ghost, my friend, you can't purchase it, you can't buy it, you can't rent it, praise God, you can do nothing with it but receive it, because it does not belong to you, it belongs to God. Amen. Amen. Yes, it's not for sale. It's not for sale. He also says, praise God, he says he comforts us. The Lord will comfort us in a battle, praise God. When you know, praise God, the Bible says we don't fight against flesh and blood. My fight is not with you, and yours fight is not with me. But we need to be able to fight the enemy with the word of God. Because the Bible said that every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. See, when any time you use the blood of Jesus against the enemy, he has to back it up. Because he knows there is power in the blood of Jesus. He knows this. But do you know this? The blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood. There's power in the blood. He said, at times Christian life is difficult and discouraging. Satan is continuously attacking us, trying to discourage and defeat us in our Christian lives. Because let me say this to you, my sister and my brother, because if he knows that you don't have the word, he knows, praise God, you are not about praying. You're not about studying the word of God. He knows that he has to end. Praise God, to come in to attack you. The Bible said he comes to sip all the good in you out. He don't want no good in you. He wants it all out of you. He only comes for three things. And remember these three things: kill, devour, and destroy. He don't love you. He cares nothing about you. He don't care nothing about you. But he comes to defeat you. He wants you on his team. But when you have the word of God and you can stand steadfast, unshakable, unmovable, praise God, and give him nothing but the word of God. You can let him know, devil, it is written. The Bible said, if I resist you, you will flee from me. But if I have not the Holy Spirit in my life, how can I resist the devil with so much power? Let me explain to you. People say, oh, he has no power. There is a liar. Because the devil has power. He's the second most powerful thing there is. Because God Almighty is the first. But he is powerful. But you need to know, praise God, the weapons of your warfare is not carnal. But it's through the pulling down of the strongholds of the enemy. You can't tell the devil what not to do to you when you belong to him. You can't tell him because he still has the power over you. You must always be equipped, praise God, to fight the devil on any cause. Many times, praise God, we pray, but are your prayers heard? You must learn to pray the word of God. The only thing move God is the word. The only thing stop the devil is the word, not your conversation. He must convict us of our wrong and our right. God does that because the Holy Ghost would do that. How does Jesus describe his ministry of the Holy Ghost? How does he do that? How does he describe that of the Holy Ghost? You see, God is letting you know. He said to us, praise God, in John 16 and 7, if Jesus didn't go away, the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, would not come. See, he know how to move so the next thing can take place. He didn't leave us comfortless. He left us, praise God, with power. He left us, praise God, with everything we need. We stand up, praise God, and we give in to the enemy. Anytime, praise God, you give in to the enemy, that means you fear him. I'm not, praise God, but you should fear him enough to let him know what the Bible stated, that devil, you are defeated. You are defeated. You were defeated 2,000 years ago when God took your power away from you. He stripped you of your authority. Yes, he stripped him of his authority. Then he gives authority to you, which is the Holy Ghost. But you cannot have it if you're not his. He that has not the Spirit of God is none of his. I want to make it plain and simple. Make it so plain that a fool could not err. Yes. Then he also said, praise God, he says he convicts us. Now, you say the Holy Spirit will convict us of the guilt and regardless of sin. It will convict us. The Holy Spirit is working right now, convicting us of any sins in our lives. This conviction is not to make us feel, but to make us confess and forsake all sins so we can be forgiven and be ready for God to use us. Amen. You must be able to praise God to get the devil beat down. Now listen very carefully because this is very important. When we feel guilty about sin, we have not confessed. That is the Holy Spirit convicting us. When we feel guilty about sin, we have confessed and asked forgiveness for, that is Satan influencing us. When we confess our sins to God, we will never bring it up again because of what the promise in the last sentence of Jeremiah stated in 31 and 34. God will remember my sins no more. Now, people can make you try to remind you what you once was, and I can tell them what I am now. You must be able to get the devil beat down by using the word of God. And the beat down is using the word of God, not your physical intentions, but the word. The word moves Satan, not nothing else. You must know, praise God, the word of God in order to defeat the enemy on his very purpose. He is only here, praise God, to do what he do most, and that is bring destruction, death, praise God, and devour. He's only here for that purpose. Nothing more than that, my friend. I tell you, praise God, it's time not, praise God, for the saints of God to wisen up and know, praise God, who you fighting, who your battle is with. Why are you fighting? Who are you fighting? And you will always fight with the enemy until Jesus returns. Amen. Jesus said the Holy Spirit will not only convict us of our sins, but of righteousness and judgment. What does this mean? That means that the Holy Spirit not only convicts us of what we have done wrong, but of what we should do, that is right. So the Holy Spirit convicts us of what we do wrong, tells us when we should do it, and then it is a right and it's warning, and it warns us every day we will stand in the judgment to give an account of our lives. Number 5, he glorifies Jesus through us. Yes, he does. He does that. Yes, yes. He says, Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will testify about me, not you, the Holy Spirit. John 15:26. What else does Jesus declare about the Holy Spirit in John 16:14? He will bring glory to Jesus. Not to you, but to Jesus. He'll bring glory. He will bring glory. He'll bring some glory. The Holy Spirit never draws attention to himself because it is a mission is to glorify Jesus. And this is why I say, praise God, you see if everybody want to be patted on their back for what they do. Oh, child, you know she prayed, you know she sung, she, baby, keep that. No, you're supposed to be doing what you do, praise God, to bring glory to God. You must decrease that he may increase. Self has to be dealt with. You have to learn, praise God, that when you can only be equipped to give the devil a beat down when you are filled with the Holy Spirit. You must be equipped to be good in an evil world. Because otherwise there's no way. You cannot do it. Temptation is strong. Yes. People are always talking about Jesus and trying to bring people to a saving knowledge of him because Jesus said he, the Holy Spirit, will bring glory to me. Yeah, but you see, praise God, first of all, before you can bring them to Jesus, they must repent and be born again. You see, the devil, not praise God, don't want anybody now to talk about repentance, don't want to talk about, you know, you're going to have to meet Jesus in the judgment because that he don't want you to know. Because he know if you catch on to that knowledge, he's going to lose you. So they don't preach about it anymore. But I'm here to tell you, praise God, if Jesus preached it, his disciples preached it, then why are the preachers not preaching it today? What is the reason? Why are they not preaching on repentance today? Because everybody's saved. Everybody's saved now. We got a saved world. Don't nobody need Jesus no more. We got him already. But that is not being spiritual. Spiritual people are always talking about Jesus Christ and trying to bring people to a saving grace. But he leads us. Our adversary, the devil, is always trying to lead us into what? Sin and unrighteousness. While at the same time, the Holy Spirit is trying to lead us into God's will. But the Bible says in Romans 18:14, it tells us, those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. If you are not led by the Spirit of God, then you are not a son of God. In Galatians 3:15, it states this, let the peace of God rule in your heart. If you are not led by the Spirit, now I hear a lot of people say, well, you know, I pray, you know, I'm praying for you. You're not praying for me. Because guess what? We know that God don't heal sinners. Are you saved? Do you know Jesus? Are you one of his? Then you don't not praying for me. Because we know in John 9:31, God don't hear sinners' prayers. But if you become a worship of him, then him, he hears. He hears you. But all this praying you're doing, so much you praying for this, and you pray and you pray, well, you can pray on all you want to. But if you don't know who Jesus is, you're not equipped, praise God, to fight the enemy. See, the enemy is very corny. He's very crafty, very sly, sleek. He's full of tricks. You have to understand, he's full of tricks. And to understand how the Holy Spirit equips us to be good in an evil world, you must have to be able to answer these questions. Who is the Holy Spirit? Do you know him? When do you receive the Holy Spirit? Did you understand it? And what does the Holy Spirit do in my life? Will it keep me? Will it preserve me? Preserve our Lord Jesus Christ? Really? Will it do that? You have to praise God, be aware, praise God, you and your family. You need to be able to praise God to know that the enemy, praise God, is even, praise the Lord, he's even in the instance that he wants to take your children, he wants to take you, he wants to take everything he belongs to you. You need to be in the place, praise God, that you can fight the enemy on your behalf of your family, your children, your life, your husband, everything. But if you don't know who Jesus is, if you're not equipped to do it, then you give yourself away. And I'm not talking about to the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm talking about to the enemy himself. Because he's waiting. He's waiting for you to make the wrong mistake. Amen. We thank you today, praise God. It's time now, praise God, for us to recognize and realize you can live in this world as you wish, but it's no good living it without the Lord Jesus Christ. You must be equipped to do good in an evil world. And the only way you can do that is to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Allow him to fill you with the Holy Ghost, that you may know, regardless of what storm arises, how the enemy may come, you're able to, praise God, to put them, beat him down. You can whip him down with the word. You can put, but when you put the word on the enemy, he recognizes the word. He cannot stand the word of God. He knows work, people. He's been there where we're trying to go. This is this is nothing new to him. He know how it works. He knows. He's been there. We're trying to get there. Don't you think he already knows the word? Sure. He knows when you're not doing the word. He knows when you're not talking the word. He even knows when you're not praying the word. Praise God. This is why I say all the time, when you pray, you stop sending him to the pit. He knows he don't live in a pit. You send him to an unknown address. You send him back to the out state, out to the out of office, back into the atmosphere. This is where he dwells. He's not in the pit. He's right among us today. You have no power to send him anywhere. But you must say to him, Satan, the Lord rebuked you. The Lord, not I, the Lord, I rebuke you. No, stop. We say we do this all the time. I rebuke you, I rebuke you. The Lord thy God rebuked you, Satan. The power is in him, not in you. Amen. Praise God. You must know, praise God, in order to fight a war, you must be trained to go out on the battlefield. You must be trained. You can't go out and fight a war with a .22 pistol. You can't fight Satan with a few words you done heard somebody else speak. You need to know the word of God. And the word of God will teach you and equip you to know, praise God, without a shadow of a doubt, that Satan cannot stand against the word of God. And he said, praise God, he said in Ephesians, every Christian needs to know the answer to this question, because the command is found in Ephesians 5:18. Every Christian, you see, in 5:18, Ephesians said, I am commanded not to get drunk on wine, but to be filled with the Spirit. Now, you got to be careful, because there are evil spirits as well as good spirits. So you need to know which spirit you are filled with. Is it evil or is it a good? You have to know these things. If you don't know, praise God, then you can get caught up, praise God, and think you make you think you're doing everything right. Everybody's doing it because everybody's doing it don't mean it's right to do. You see? Everything comes about, praise God. Satan has a plan, and so does God has a plan for his people. But if we do not follow the map or the plan that he has put before us, then we all will be struck, because the plan has already been put forth. Yes, I'll do it. Will you fulfill the plan? Will you follow the plan, or will you create your own plan? You need to be able to praise God, to pray to God, praise God, and ask the Lord to show you the way, to show you, praise God, what you must do. I say, praise God, many of, praise God, we read all kind of novels. We read every book come across the front of the book. Everything hit the book, so we read it. But how many times will you pick up the word of God and read the book? He said, read the book. Study the word, that you may study the word, that you will show yourself approved unto God, right, a workman needed not to be ashamed, but you rightly dividing the word of truth. But you don't read the book. Everything you need is in the book, in the word of God. We must study the word of God in order to defeat the enemy. And to beat him at any cost, you must have the word in you written upon your heart. What in a man will come out the man. If there's no word in you, then no word come out. If that word in you, then the word come forth. You have not, because you ask not. If I ask, I'll receive. If I seek, I will find. If I knock, the door will be open. We thank God, praise God, for you and you today. Praise God, we pray that you would get into the Word of God. If you don't have a sword, then buy you one. Just go to the store and get you a Bible, buy the Bible. We want you to get the Word of God. Because the day and the hour shall come that he will come as a thief in the night. He will come as a thief in the night. Please do not be caught without your oil in your lamp. You will stand before the judgment of Christ. You will be judged what you know and what you should have known. I pray, praise God, that all is well. I thank God, praise God, for you, you, and you, for your listening. DNA to praise God, to just as found. Go in the Word. If I wrote this, give you these scriptures, write the scriptures down. You go and look it up. It's not something I make up. I'm giving it to you from the book. I'm coming from the book. I have no words. But if you want to praise God, you can praise God. You can send, praise God, your prayer request. You can send it, praise God, to me. You can send it, praise God, to olasfarland@gmail.com. You can send me a word. Send me a prayer, praise God. I will pray with you, praise the Lord, but I want you to know that Jesus is yours for the asking. Father, we thank you, God, once again, for those that not know you, that they will receive the word of God and receive you in their life, that there will be a change, that they will know, praise God, that you are their, your God, and they're your people. Father, save the unsaved. And most of all, praise God, you came for those that were sick, not those that was well. And Father, I do give you praise and I give you glory, and I do honor you this day. Thank you once again for your word. And praise God, thank you once again for them allowing me to come into their home. Pray that you are blessed. Until this time, next Saturday, you be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.